Definitely. I mean, we've lost the last couple games too. You know, lost three of the last five or something like that. Whatever. So it's, you know, we didn't finish the way we wanted to, but once we got in that postseason, I think we knew and felt that, you know, we can beat anybody. So as long as we, you know, can trust each other and have that confidence, it's can go a long way.
I wanted to ask you about Ayshon, just what you've seen from his development. How good?
Ayshon's going to be a great player. He's growing, continue to grow. One of the best rookie D linemen I've seen progress, you know, during the season, you know, as a rookie. You know, he's usually kind of see rookies kind of, you know, taper off at the end of the season. He's gotten better and better. So it's great. You know, he's taking all the information in and all the teaching advice, and he just goes with it. So he's going to be a great player.
It looks like all the rookies on this team have progressed as the season has gone on. I know Bob Quinn talked about that last night.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with a lot of rookies. We definitely relied a lot on them this year, you know, especially with, you know, Taylor being a starter, and Glasgow, and those guys. So, yeah, and Miles Killebrew. So, yeah, definitely. I think all this rookie class is great. Done a lot of good things for us this season, and hopefully we can continue to rely on them during this postseason.
How do you view your...
What's that?
How do you view your season?
I don't know. It's great, I guess. We're in the playoffs.
No, I mean, just like obviously last year you had some injuries. This year you're pretty healthy, and you're in your mid-30s now, or getting close to it. So just kind of curious how you feel. Your body
I feel great. My body feels great. You know, hopefully I can just continue to play.
What did you take from last week and the inability to kind of corral Aaron? You know, Russell's kind of that similar type of guy. How does the game plan change?
Well, we just got to do better. We just got to do better. You know, sometimes a guy slipped here or there and let Aaron, you know, hit those holes, you know, and was able to scramble on us. So we just got to do a better job covering up those holes and not letting Russell scramble as much.
You said continue to play. Do you want to play next year? Like, have you given any thought to that yet?
I don't know. It's year to year for me. I'm up there in age, but you know, I'm still loving to play. Love the game. Love the guys. Love coaches. And so I love playing. So I'm definitely looking forward to playing another year. So I don't know.
Because you've been in the league so long and played in so many playoffs, the notion of people really don't think the Lions have much of a shot in Seattle because it's Seattle and everything else. Do you kind of scoff at that notion because of all you've
seen? Well, I feel like we're playing the team. We're not playing Seattle's, you know, their culture or their we're not playing their past records. We're not playing their old teams. We're playing this year's Seattle team. So I think a lot of people look and see that where Seattle's a good playoff team, but I feel like we can do well against this, you know, Seattle team, and so it's definitely you know, I really like our game plan defensively, and hopefully we can go there and get a win.
Does the noise there live up to the building? Up to the building?
Oh, definitely. That noise out there is amazing out there. I mean, it's crazy loud. You know, even for a defensive player, being on the sideline and listening to that, it's you have a great, you know, home crowd.
Does it give the team any more confidence that you could have and maybe should have beaten them in that stadium last year?
I don't think we're looking at that game last year, and we're just now looking forward to having a playoff game there.